So the good news of Christianity is that God saves sinners. That is good news.
Yeah.
If we can't do it ourselves, if we're haters of God, it's up to God to change our hearts from a heart of stone into a heart of flesh to make it pliable and movable, and we come to a full realization of our own sin, of our need for salvation, and our need for repentance. And so he provides that as he saves us through the incarnation, atonement, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm. Does that mean that every sinner will be saved?
Well, yeah, you just said it, right? He saved us. He paid the penalty, so we're good. Everybody's good. Right. We're in, right?
Everybody, yes. Much as we might want that to be true, it doesn't logically follow.
Oh, okay.
On the one hand, Christianity teaches that salvation is a free gift of God. Well, if it's free, you know,
yeah,
Pascal's wager, right?
That's right.
It's
why
it's
in the world would you take anything else?
yeah. The Dutch in us, a free? Okay, yeah. It cannot be earned by anything we do. But like a freely offered gift, the gift of salvation must be received and not refused.
Okay.
It must be accepted in the right spirit.
Okay. So that's the deal, right? If you're giving somebody something, it becomes theirs when they take it.
Right.
Right. And that's the same way with salvation. The New Testament makes clear that the only two things that are needed for the gift of salvation to be received, faith and repentance. Right. Those are the things.
So faith isn't this wild idea of, I'll just close my eyes and leap into the darkness. Right, no, it's trust or confidence.
Exactly. In fact, that's exactly what the scripture says. Right. Mm-hmm. Critics, obviously, of Christianity have often characterized faith as, you know, that kind of thing. Right. Mm-hmm. A leap into the dark, believing without evidence, or even worse, believing against the evidence.
Yes. Once you know not to be true.
Yeah. But in the context of the Christian worldview, however, that's not at all what faith means.
Right.
Right. How does the Christian worldview, then, if it's not this leap in the dark, what is it, right?
So the biblical idea of faith is simply the idea of trust in a person.
There you go.
Trusting people is one of the most natural things in the world. We trust people all the time, our parents, our spouses, and so on. So I trust when I drive on the road, someone won't veer into traffic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I trust that when I open a can of Mountain Dew, it's not poison because the person on the other end has done the thing.
Right.
And the trust we put in people isn't a blind faith. It's usually a trust based on what we know about those people.
Yeah.
So I am, you know, you think about the trust falls. You know, I'm more likely to trust the people that I've been working with for 10 years versus the stranger off the street. Oh, who I'm like, hey, hold on. Catch.
Yeah.
The same basic idea applies to faith in Jesus. To have faith in Jesus is simply to trust in him. Specifically to trust that he is who he claimed to be and that he did what he claimed to do, that he is able to save us completely from our sins and his deadly consequences. So, that's the rub. You know, he suffers immensely the weight of sin of all humanity's sin upon him. And we just have to believe him.
Yeah. We just have to trust.
It's really hard on our sins.
But it is
hard because it's God who has to change our nature, and it's doing something against that nature that we're going against.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So God, that's the reason why God has to change our heart.
And that's why it's hard to lean back and fall, right? And
right.
trust somebody to catch you. That's against our nature because we want to make sure that we don't hurt ourselves.
I'll climb down the ladder myself.
Yeah.
And if I don't get to the end, then it's on me.
Yeah. And so while it's free, right? Salvation is free. It's still costly, right? It costs Jesus' life. And so we need to trust that what he did, he accomplished it.